This episode has been brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.
Welcome back to another episode of The Last Storm. My name is not Gary England, and I'm here with Dave, and we're here to talk about the Oklahoma City Thunder.
Yeah, man, that's pretty good. But hey, we'll go ahead and go talk about what happened tonight. We lost a game to the Milwaukee Bucks, 130 to 110. I know that seems like a lot of points that we lost to him by, but considering that Dort and Shea only got 19 minutes each, and you know, pretty much didn't have Isaiah Roby out there, and a lot of these other guys that haven't been playing much, this is kind of like, you know, expected right now. Deck didn't play. Favors didn't play, Kenny Hustle didn't play, Isaiah Roby didn't play. You know, those are major focal points to this team. Baisley only played 25 minutes, Giddey only 27. Jeremiah Robinson Earl had a good night tonight. He played 20 minutes tonight. But the reality is that we did not have our A team out there for the full game, and that was really the difference in this game.
Yeah, I mean, there's quite a few times in this game where the score got completely out of hand. Toward the end, it looked like we might be able to close the gap some, but we weren't able to do it. We ended up losing this. This final score was 110 to 130. Milwaukee obviously has a lot of depth, and they were going really, really deep, and we were still struggling. But there are some things that we really liked today. First of all, let's catch you up on Josh Giddey. He was the absolute stud of the last game. Today, he led the team in minutes, 26 minutes, 26 and a half minutes. He scored 9 points. He had 6 rebounds and 6 assists. He shot 3 for 4 on free throws, 3 for 9 overall, and he had 9 points. Now, what I liked most about him, honestly, wasn't anything that counted in the stat sheet. Toward the end of the game, by the way, the whole game he competed, which you love to see in a game where you're down by that much. But toward the end of the game, he made this amazing left-handed cross court, zipped this ball. It was a skip pass. It was just unbelievable how he went from the wing on the right side to the corner. And it didn't count for an assist because the shot was missed. So whatever, that doesn't fucking matter. We've talked a lot about what I think Luka's biggest skill is the way he carves up defenses with his cross court skip passes. And what I saw from Josh Giddey is someone who's got this amazing ability. People have already said they think he's the best passer on the team. I'm not willing to go that far quite yet, but I am willing to say that that pass was unique.
Yeah, man. Another 6 assists tonight. Just phenomenal the way he played, the way he understands the game, the way he processes where the players or his teammates are supposed to be. This is just unbelievable. He whips the ball across the court. It makes it look the way that it makes it look is like he's making a just a skip pass. I mean, this is what's insane about it is he goes from corner to corner and it looks like a skip pass the way he passes it, zips it. I mean, it's truly great. And then you have the way that he attacks the hole. He had 2 offensive rebounds tonight. Just a really great complete game. Like Mark said, his points aren't going to blow you away tonight with only 9 points. Tonight, but just the way that he showed his other aspects to the game, the way that he let the game flow through him, and he really directed the traffic was really, really great. I was really impressed by Josh. You know, and I want to throw this out here before I talk about any of the other starters. The guy that led off the bench, the minutes, was Trey Mann. He had 22 minutes tonight, 9 points, 6 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal. He was just everywhere tonight. He was really impressive. Really just showed me that this young man has a huge, bright future with this Oklahoma City Thunder team, and I'm really excited about that.
Absolutely, man. And another pass of Josh Giddey's that didn't work out for a bucket or anything for us because it was a kicked ball, but he made this incredible behind-the-back bounce pass that, like I said, it was kicked, so it didn't make it there, but he just has a way of shifting defenses and then being creative with putting the ball in these different places. It's going to take some time for all of this stuff to work out. We saw the same thing with the beginning of Théo Maledon's year, and he was able to figure it out. I have no doubt Josh Giddey will figure it out too, but so many great things, and obviously he's a triple threat, a triple-double threat. There's no doubt about it. Richard Jefferson was talking about it. Doris Burke was talking about it. He's a big-time player, and he had a big-time game. look, we get it. We lost by a bunch of points and he only scored 9 points. I get it. But you have to look at the little things, and that's what we're here and that's what we're doing. Now let's talk about really the star of this game for us was Lu Dort. He came out on fire. His 3-point shot is fucking sick. It's a dagger. He shot 4 for 4 in the first quarter. I know he hit all 4 of his threes in the first quarter. I think he hit them in the first 9 minutes, right? So it was just amazing to see him shooting that well. He ended up with 19 points. He shot 7 for 11 overall. Just amazing to see him come out playing like this. He's been working hard, and you got to give him props, man. He is a threat on the perimeter. He's taken a major step with his shot. Like, I get it. He made the shot, so of course he's going to look good. But I'm talking mechanics here. I'm talking the release, the point of release, the way he gets his momentum into his shot, and the level of confidence. It's a big step.
Absolutely, man. You know, one of the things that I remember as a young child is watching those commercials. I want to say it was Nike, but I could be wrong, where the ball would go through the hoop and it would say big neon letters. It would say like pow, wow, whatever, right? But this particular one I'm talking about, it's drip, right? So a ball would go through the hoop, and I believe it was Larry Johnson back in the day, and it would be drip, right, when he hit the ball through the hoop. And that's all I feel like I see with Lu Dort is that ball goes through the hoop, and the way it goes through, barely touches the net, barely does anything else like that. It's like drip right out the other side of the hoop. Man, it's beautiful. There is something that's sweet about his shot, the way he releases. He has worked an insane amount of hours on it, and you can tell the way that he releases, his mechanics, the way that he's willing to pump fake, step aside, and shoot it again. Listen, 19 points in 19 minutes, he would have had 40 tonight easy. And that's what I get excited about, is because he's really going to be one of those unsung heroes of this season. And there's a lot of people that want to call Lu Dort a special player. And we talked about it in one of our last episodes, where a lot of people are calling him maybe an average player, maybe slightly above average player for the NBA. But he's so much more to us. And then this game, he just drops 19 in 19 minutes, 4 for 6 from 3. One rebound, one assist, one steal. Like, he was all over the place. I was just completely blown away by Lu, and just the way that he got the ball and shot it right away, without hesitation. There was no one even thinking about it. It was really, really great. Shea played amazing as well. He played 19 minutes. He was 2 for 5 from 3-point range. He had 12 points, 6 assists, 1 steal, 1 rebound. And man, his passing was on point tonight. I wrote Mark after they pulled Shea out of the game in the first quarter. Maybe it was the second quarter. But anyways, and I said, you can tell Shea came out of the game because it went from single digits to immediately 20 points. And he made a massive, massive impact in that first quarter that he was playing. Really impressive with the ball handling, his footwork. You can tell he has spent an enormous amount of time in that gym, and it's going to pay off this season for him.
And like you mentioned earlier, no Isaiah Roby tonight. So we're assuming, but we know nothing, right? We're assuming that he is probably going to be the starting center, but it could be Jeremiah Robinson-Earl. But with Isaiah Roby not playing tonight, then Robinson-Earl got the nod. This is all in our heads. We don't really know, but this is how we're looking at it. So he got 20 minutes. He looked really good. He only ended up with 6 points. He shot 2 for 8 from deep. But man, those two, they look great. And the fact that he was willing to shoot 8, that means something to me. I mean, I like someone who's willing to pick and pop and really be aggressive in their attacking from the 3-point line. It's not very common, but the guy that he matched up against tonight at the center position, Brook Lopez, has someone who really has revolutionized that position in the way that he approaches it. And I think it's a great lesson for Jeremiah Robinson-Earl.
Man, this is a huge game for Jeremiah Robinson-Earl. He needed a game like this. I know 6 points, one rebound isn't necessarily a great stat, but the 3 assists, man, the way that he was passing the ball by drawing Brooke Lopez outside of the block was a really great indication that anytime that we're playing against a big traditional big man in the league, and the fact that he has slow feet in the defensive aspect, I know Brooke has translated the whole game really from the 2-point range to the 3-point range, but he still has that old man footwork. So anytime that we see that, we're going to see guys like Jeremiah Robinson Earl and Isaiah Roby be used a lot more because it creates an insane mismatch. And we saw again tonight, Jeremiah Robinson Earl got Lopez out there and just hit some three-pointers on him. Got his Lopez out there and then passed the ball, got easy layups for his teammates and an easy shot for his teammate. So there's just a lot of great happening with Robinson Earl, and it's exciting. Really quickly here, we'll go with Bazley. Bazley, 25 minutes tonight, much better game than his last preseason game. He had 8 more points in this game than he did last game. He had 8 points total in this game. 4 rebounds, 1 assist, 1 steal, and 1 block. He looked great out there on the defensive end. At one point, he did something on defense, and I had to go back and rewind it because I couldn't figure out who it was, and it surprised me what he did. A really great job of tipping the ball and getting up the court and just really seeing the floor in a different way. I was really impressed by him. 2 of 4 from three-point range tonight. Great job by Bazley.
Yeah, he's been working hard, and he's had some struggles. And one thing about Bazley is he wants to be successful. He works really hard, and when things don't go well, it can be frustrating for him, and he's really worked hard on keeping his head up. So it's been really positive to see what's happened. I'm pumped up about this year for him. I'm a big-time fan of Darius Bazley's, and I'm excited about where this is going to go. Teo Maladon had a really good game today. He really has great tempo, and he keeps the team intact. He shot 2 for 5 from deep, and those were the only shots he got off. And he also had 2 assists and 1 rebound. But here's the thing about Teo, right? I think he belongs as a starter, but I don't know that there is a spot for him to start in this lineup, especially if we're looking at starting a true center and we're going to leave Bazley at the power forward. So if that's how the case is, then Teo is a true starter that's coming off our bench. He, in my opinion, would start on probably half or more than half of the NBA teams. So that's that shows that we've got some depth there. A lot of people aren't going to give us credit for it because we're young, but the truth is, when you look at Teo Maladon, he is a starter level player.
Hell yeah, he is. And that's what Mark and I talked about a lot about in the offseason, is Teo at the starter, hopefully at making Josh Giddey come back and earn his way as the starter. But he's already done that, and that's something that's really impressive to see. For me, watching the bench, the one guy that really stood out to me was Aaron Wiggins tonight. 15 minutes, only 3 points, 1 steal, 2 rebounds, which were offensive boards. But the one thing that really stood out to me was his defense. He's wearing number 21, right? And the way that he moves on defense reminds me of Andre Robinson so much. And then you add in the fact that he's wearing 21, it's like deja vu all over again. He is a phenomenal defender. The way he is able to understand the floor and where the guys are at. We were watching Grayson Allen just go off for Milwaukee. He was having a great first half. I think he had 13 points in the first half. And Aaron Wiggins comes out in that third quarter, and he just locks him down. He puts him in a straitjacket, made it so difficult for him to do anything. And Grayson Allen didn't score any points in that second half. And I think a lot of it had to do with the fact that Aaron Wiggins was out there and just really creating some serious issues with him. And I'm just really excited for him because I feel like he's one of those guys that, being that he was one of the last draft picks in the second round, a lot of people didn't have the faith in him that we see a lot of talent in. And to me, that's something that's special. When you can play defense the way he did on Grayson Allen, and somebody's been in the league for a while, it's truly spectacular. I was really excited about Wiggins.
Rob Edwards came in. He only played 3 minutes and 49 seconds, and he scored 6 points. That was great to see, man. 2 for 3 from deep. I don't think he played the last game of the preseason, so this was his first minutes to play outside of what he did for us in the summer league. So it's impressive. I hope he gets some more minutes. I like seeing him play. I love the way that he goes out there, man. When he shoots the ball, I have a lot of confidence, and I like that. So today, one guy that I really liked today was Diakite. He went 3 for 5. He ended up with 2 rebounds, but unfortunately, he ended up leaving the game. He hurt his knee with a couple of minutes left. I'm not for sure if it was his knee or it was, his leg, but he got tripped. He fell pretty hard. He walked off the court under his own power, so that was promising, but obviously he wasn't feeling great. I'm a big fan of his, and I'm hoping that he comes back and we can see some more of him.
Yeah, man, I'm a big fan of his. And the way he went down, I'll just explain it to you if you didn't see it. He was driving down the lane. I believe it was Poku who had the ball in his hand, and he was cutting down the lane, and he kind of slip tripped, and his foot slipped. And the second he slipped, his front foot, which is in front of him, gave out, and then he just landed his chest and his looked like maybe even his cheekbone hit his knee. And if you've ever done that before, you're talking hip, knee, quads, all that stuff all of a sudden becomes very sore. And then you add hitting your face on your kneecap like that. Man, that is not a fun position to be in. He's going to be sore for a couple of days. I hope that's all he is, because you could also injure a lot of stuff doing that. Poku had a great night in the aspect of he was out there playing 19 minutes tonight. He had 2 points and one assist. So he was passing the ball really well around. You know, had a couple issues here and there, but I wouldn't call them major issues. And yes, we finally had a moose sighting out there. 11 minutes from Mike Muscala, 9 points and one block. He was playing great defense, Mark. I'm getting excited about Moose being out there.
You got to love him, man. And he comes in. He started the second half because, you know, we changed up the lineups and gave some of those other guys a rest. So he got a lot of minutes there, and he did well with those. And it's great to see how prepared he is. I think he's a great example to all the players in the way he prepares. DJ Wilson, he came in, and he was awesome, dude. I mean, he only ended up with 2 points. He shot 1 for 5, right? But 7 rebounds, 1 assist, and 1 steal. That guy was everywhere. It seems like every single time I turn around, he had the ball, and it wasn't like he was asking people to give it to him. He went out there, and he was just taking it. So I'm excited about seeing what happens with him. Definitely promising. We always go after these guys that that play with a ton of energy, and that's great to see. But the leading scorer off the bench, and we saved him for the last, is Ty Jerome. I guarantee there's a lot of teams out there saying, how the hell did the Thunder get Ty Jerome? When you look at him and maybe, probably, potentially, Théo Maledon as being our backup point guards, right? Exactly. We got 2 point guards leading the way off the bench. I mean, if you think about our top 7 players, there's legitimately like 4 guys that you could consider a point guard in that group.
Yeah, man. But Ty, man, I love the fact he's playing a lot of shooting guard position right now because his range is insane. He took 5 3-pointers, and I want to say 3 of those 5 3-pointers were incredibly deep. Man, I love this. He is an incredibly amazing player. 5 for 5 on the free throw line. He gets to the hole. He has no fear. This is what the type of shooting guard / point guard you need in this league. I could totally see Ty as being that Klay Thompson-esque type player. I really get excited about Ty and the future that he has in the NBA, and especially with this Thunder team, because, you know, truth be told, is we have him for contract for many years, and hopefully we can continue to have this guy on our team because he's fucking special. So it was really great to see these guys play together. And that's all the guys that played, like we said, Kenny Hustle, Vit Krejci, Gabriel Deck, Derek Favors, Isaiah Roby, and Watson did not get in the game tonight. But, you know, again, we just I felt like these guys played really great, with the aspect that, you know, Giannis had 17 minutes, Middleton had 17, Holiday has 17. So these guys are getting minutes now, and I felt like we played great with those guys.
Yeah, absolutely. And one more thing about Ty, right before we get out of here, is I've come to really believe in him, like legitimately, that as soon as he crosses half court, he is a threat with the ball in his hands. And you can say that about a number of players. I wouldn't say about a lot of players, right? But the thing about Ty is he's a threat off the bounce. You know, a lot of players are maybe like catch and shoot threats, things like that. But Ty can legitimately dribble into his shot anywhere across half court. He can use a step back. He can use a side dribble. So it's really fun to see what he's worked on. And then today we got to see him finishing at the basket too, and using some of that other skills that he's been working on. I know he's an elite shooter, and I can't wait for everybody else to be pissed off that somehow we got him thrown into the Chris Paul trade. But hey, we appreciate you guys taking the time to join us. This was a hell of a game. The score doesn't reflect how excited we are about this team, and that's fine. I mean, if you listen to Doris Burke and Richard Jefferson talking on ESPN, they were saying, hey, this is going to be a tough time for some Oklahoma City Thunder fans, but if you know what you're watching for, then you have a chance to watch something like what the Milwaukee Bucks just went through and watch some young players go on to become champions, and that makes it even sweeter, right? So that's why we're all here watching this right now. It's not because this is the end result. If this was the end result, then we might feel a little bit like the Knicks, right? Like we're not ever going anywhere, but we don't feel that way. Why? Because we believe in these players and this team, and we know the future is bright. And every single game like this is another step moving in that direction. And we're here to watch it all and talk about it with you. So thanks for joining us, and we'll see you tomorrow. And this episode was brought to you by George Foreman's Knockout Pain Relief.